זה פרשת בהעלות, אה? מ-20 שבועות. And this is
Oh,
Parsha.
this was Idan's parsha, Bar Mitzvah parsha.
Oh, okay.
Lama nismacha parsha zu leparshat. That's Rashi, it's the first Rashi.
Oh, so Parsha Nesiim, right? Why it starts out with the light of the menorah and what's the connection with
Yeah.
the gifts of Nesiim? Says that Aaron was bothered by all these gifts and he didn't get the, he was the Nasi of Kohanim, but they didn't give anything.
Right. I remember the question, not the answer.
Okay, but the Rashi says, well, Hashem reassured him that the light and menorah will last longer than his gifts. So it's okay. But we're not going to talk about the menorah. We're going to talk about the trumpets.
What are we to? Oh, the trumpets.
Trumpets, right? This is as they're getting ready to enter Yisrael, source one, by Yidbar Hashem, Moshe Le'emor. Aseh lecha shtei chatzotzot kesef. You shall make for yourself two silver trumpets. Mikshat ha'se'atam, out of beaten metal, mikraida, and they will be yours to call together the community, masat manachanot, and to call them to travel.
One
And to
minute,
Kuba.
Jackie, I'll take the recycling.
Okay, sure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you'll blow a tekiah on them. You'll blow them. And then the community will all come to you. To the entrance to the Ol Moed. If you blow on the trumpets. So you're going to make two of these. If two of them are blown, then everybody comes. If one of them is blown, then the Siyim are being called. And when you blow a trua, that was a tekiah, pshuta, single note. But if you blow a teruah, the broken note, that's the signal for the camps on the east, Machane Yehuda, to start traveling as they're wandering through the wilderness. And at the second teruah blast, then the camp that's on the south could start going. That's Reuven. And you'll blow that as they travel. And then after the camp on the south, then the Levium and the Mishkan travel, so no more blowing, and then everybody else follows along after them. And when it's time for them to come together to stop traveling, titkeuvlo tariu, you blow a tekiah, not a trua. Constant theme there: the trua is the call to arms, is the alert, and the tekiah is the all clear, the relax, the at ease. And the Kohanim shall be the ones who blow the trumpets. And it will be a rule for you for all future generations. Now, the previous ones are only while they're wandering in the wilderness. Right? The gathering together of the camp, they're traveling, all that. But the following is the Chukat Olam. Chitavo milchama baratzachem, when a war comes in the land, al atzar tzorer etchem, and any trouble that comes, then you blow a trua on these trumpets. And God will remember you. You'll be saved from your enemies.
Why don't we do it?
That's a good question. We'll talk about that. I mean, that is what we're going to talk about. Okay, and all your joyous days and your holidays, Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Chodesh. Then you'll blow a tekiah on your trumpets, when you're offering sacrifices and shlamim. And God will remember you. So the negative, God remembers you when you're praying in times of trouble, and when you're praying in times of gladness as well, you'll be remembered for God. You blow the chatzotrot. So we have this mitzvah of blowing chatzotrot again in the tsar. And in the Yom Simchatchem. And as the Rambam puts it, this is a mitzvah.
Wait, where's Yom Simchat?
Uve Yom Simchatchem, Modechem, Uve Yoshev.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay. So the way
great.
The Rambam summarizes, this is mitzvah 59. There's a mitzvah, I say, Litko b'chatzotrot al kabanot uve shata tzarot. Blow on these trumpets when you're offering a karban, and in times of trouble.
Where it talked about a
Sure.
carbon here.
Yeah, so it's Vitika Kemba short Al Olotechem the Al Zivchesham.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay, that's when you do it. And the verbs here, the key and true, are the same as ones as used for the shofar. And Chazal put those together, and we learn all the laws about shofar and what kind of notes we bring from these laws about the chatzotrot. And I like my abbreviation of the Akmal, the Ein Kam Makom La'Arich. I'm not going to get into details there, but you know they're always put together. I love that abbreviation, Akmal. You can look up the halacha there, but the fact is that the shofar and the chatzotzra were used together.
Oh.
They always were used together, and that comes from Pesach and Tehillim describing it, b'chatzotzrot v'kol shofar, hariyuv dam melech Hashem. Before God, blow the trumpets and the shofar, and the way the Mishnah describes it, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el. In the Beit HaMikdash, they would blow. What's exactly a Ya'el is? What kind of animal is that? I should remember that. I have a granddaughter named Ya'el. A ram? Okay. Okay, so there was a ram's horn, pashut, but it was straight, or one turn on it. It wasn't one of those curly ones. Upiv mitzafez ahav, and the mouthpiece was covered in gold. Ushtei chatzotzrot min hatzadim. Here's a photograph of that, and they had two trumpets on the sides. Okay, that's how they blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah in the Beit HaMikdash. Shofar ma'arich, and the blast of the shofar would go longer, and the trumpets would be shorter. Because the actual mitzvah was the shofar, so you did them together, but the shofar blast would go longer. So that's how it was blown Beit HaMikdash for Rosh Hashanah. Utaniyot. Space there. And on fast days, again the Yom Tzar. They used Bishel Zacharim, they used goat horns, kufufim, that were curly. Ufihem mitzapekesef, the mouthpiece was the silver. Ushtei chatzotzrot be'emtza, and they would have a shofar on either side, but with two trumpets in the middle. I don't have a picture of that. The shofar mekatzer, and then the shofar blast would be shorter, chatzotzrot me'arichot, and the trumpet blast would be long. She mitzvah hayom b'chatzotzrot. So the mitzvah was the chatzotzrot. You say them together, because when you're on a fast day, you're supposed to use the chatzotzrot. As Rashi says, mitzvah yom b'chatzotzrot, the stam taniyot al tzarot tzibor, because a tani, the fast day, is caused to the tzar, was of some kind of trouble. And that's pasuk is al tzar tzarer etchem, or etem b'chatzotzrot. That was mitzvah. It wasn't just war, but any tzar that the community felt it was necessary to have a tani for, you would blow chatzotzrot.
And war.
And war. That would be a time of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's our picture of the chasot shirt. And then answer your own question. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The chen hinhig with kobashov chasot Rabbi Chalapta b'tzipori. So Rabbi Chalapta decided that they were going to blow not just the shofar, but shofar plus chasot shirt with its trumpets. In Tzipori, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradium be Sichni, and he's there in his city. Shabbat Debar Chachamim, when all the Chachamim found out, Amru, they said, Lo hayu nohagin kein, don't do that. El Bashari Mizrach Bahara Baipel Vad. Only do that at the gate of the Beit HaMikdash. Anar Bayit in the eastern gate. That's the thing for the Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rabbah, Bitame Rabbi Yehuda Shem Levi, and the answer, and Rabbah said, My Kara, what's the source for this? So it says, "B'chatzrot b'kol shofar." When you do those together, "Hariyu l'fnei Melech Hashem." L'fnei Melech Hashem, who did b'chatzrot b'kol shofar. That only when you can say you're doing this l'fnei Melech Hashem, before God, then you use both. Ava ba'alma, in general, no. And so the Mishnah describes how the shofar and the chatzrot were used for the daily avoda, for the olot. And the Zevachim, and it's the same as the Tanit. This is the way they would blow it. This is the mission of Sukkah. In Pochtim, in any given day of Beit Midash, they would have at least 21 blasts. Again, with the trumpets and the shofar together.
Where'd they get the 21 from?
That's what we're going to look at.
Oh.
Okay. And Rashi says 21, B'chol Yom, he refers for us. Let's explain. Pshuta lefaneh, pshuta achreh, v'trua be'emtza. So there are sets, they're all sets of three, like what we do on Rosh Hashanah. A pshuta, straight, what we call tekiah, in the beginning, tekiah at the end, and a true and the broken one in the middle. Chashiv la tlat. That's considered three.
And
So
this was every day.
every day, so there's seven sets of three. That's
That's
21.
21.
Okay, so true to get tekiah, do that seven times. B'chol yom, in
Wait,
an
we
ordinary
have a
day.
21 gun salute. Is that a thing?
That is a thing in English. I don't know if that's connected.
Must be.
Let's find out. Let's look at this. Let's go look at Ask Google. 21 gun salute.
And
Where is
Trader
that?
Joe's has a spice called 21 Spice Salute.
I don't know. History. From the 16th century, the early regulations say that although a ship would only fire seven guns, the forts ashore would start three shots each. One shot has the number 21. Okay, I have no idea. The origin of the 21 gun salute. Oh, no, history doesn't have it. I'm not, here we go.
Or we could ask.
Originally, they were seven gun salutes because seven's a good number. It's important.
Biblical. Here we go.
Yeah, but that's just where they got the seven from. And then
Oh.
the land batteries would do three guns for every shot fires because the mystical significance number three. So they're not connecting it directly to this Mishnah, but
No, but.
they would give 21 as three sets of seven, which is exactly that idea. Okay, so b'chol yom, on every day, hayu asrim v'achat tekiyot b'mikdash. There were 21 in ordinary days. Shalosh l'petichat sha'arim. They would have one set of three when they opened the door to the Beit HaMikdash. Sha'arei Hazara, as Rashi says, v'tesha l'tamid shel shachar, and they would blow nine, three sets of three, during the morning Karban Tamid, Parshvayah Shachrit, v'tesha l'tamid shel ben arbayim, and they had nine, three sets of three, in the afternoon, the Mincha, Tamid shel ben arbayim.
So it's not seven times three, it's nine and nine and three.
Right, so it's one times three plus three times three plus three times three.
Oh, and
So,
seven doesn't appear here?
well, no, because, well, not directly. It's one plus,
Right.
basically, it's one set, three sets, and three sets.
Right. No, I mean the
Now, there's no
article.
kind of, right, there's nothing specific about seven.
No.
Musafim, hayu musafim, and if they had a carbon musaf, they'd have another nine, three sets of three. So every carbon would have three sets of three. We'll talk about that. Erev Shabbat, hayu musifim od shesh, and on Friday they would add an extra six. Shalosh lihibatel ha'am me'melacha. They would have that's like the sirens in Yerushalayim. They'd have a set of three blasts to tell people to stop working, whatever, half an hour before candle lighting. Shalosh la'avdil ben kodesh l'chol, and then three right at the moment of that Shabbos would start.
Okay, and this is
Okay.
the shofar and the
This
chatzotzer.
was the key. They would be blowing together, right? But primarily the Chatzotrot Ma'arich, and the Shofar Mekatzer, because this is the mitzvah of the Chatzotrot. And the idea that you had nine for the over the Karban, three sets of three, Rashi says, Q menaschim tamid, when they would do the wine libation. We talked about this last week, but I didn't do it online. Halavim amrim b'shir. So the Levim would sing. Right? The Levim had their shira during the Karbanot. U'shlosha prakim hay b'shir. And they would say three different prakim. That was their tefillah for the Karban. Shu mafsikin bo. And they would pause after each one. Tokim ha'kohanim b'chatzotrot. And the Kohanim would blow the trumpets. Did you have three paragraphs? They had three paragraphs of Tehillim, and after each one, they would blow the Chatzotrot. So that's how you get nine for each karban, three sets of three. Mishtachavim ma'am, and the bad people bow down. Kidnam b'mesechet Tamid. That's what the Mishnah Tamid says. Yigiyu leperek taku. They finished one perek. They would blow. Mishtachavu ha'am, and then the people bow. I'll call perek tekiah. That each chapter had its own blowing. They'll call tekiah shtachavia, and they would bow down at each one. That was the way the ceremony of a karban would go.
Every
Tekiah.
day,
I'm
every
sorry?
day,
Right. Well, every
every
karban. So
day.
the karban tamid morning and night on a normal day, karban musaf on a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, etc.
Wow.
Okay, that's how it goes. But we'll call about called tekiah, and every tekiah blast would consist of a set of three with a true a tekiah, true a tekiah. And we talked last week, we quoted this. Let me take a space out of here.
And this is just the trumpets, or the shofar is in there
Well, the
too?
shofar, again, the way it's described here is that there was a shofar on the outside,
Right.
kind of the opposite of this. But as
Right.
it says that the shofar mekatzer v'chasotrot ma'arichot, mitzvah yom v'chasotrot. But the shofar would be part of that, but the primary thing was the chasotrot, was the trumpets. So they would go along, and we talked about the song. We talked about the song of Levim, and that's how they were parallel to our tefillah now. That's why we have
And
mincha
the
and
shofar,
shachar.
what we still do the shofar because it doesn't say Lifnei HaMelech, or
Well, let's talk about that. They say that you know, the good question, the whole question of why we don't use a chatzotrot at all, right? The Mishnah says you can't do it together because that's the chatzotrot which called shofar is together. Why don't we use it? Show a trust short at all. We do a
right,
shofar, that's Rosh Hashanah.
and it specifically says Lidoroteichem, doesn't
Right.
say.
I agree. So I'm not going to get into that. I can get you some sources on discussing why not.
Okay.
That is discussed. Why we don't do it
Okay.
on a Tanya. Why don't we know both? We don't have that. We'll talk about it philosophically though. We'll bring about Rav Cook. Okay. I want to point out this idea of the idea that the carbon was accompanied by the song of the Levium, which is like our tefillah, and also with the chatzotrot, which tells us something about our tefillah. Right? So it's the idea that's this from Tehillim was talking more about the shofar, but the same idea, this blast here. Tikru b'chodesh shofar b'kesler b'chagenu. This is the Shir Shayom for Thursday. Blow the on Rosh Chodesh, blow the shofar when the moon is hidden on our holiday, that's Rosh Hashanah. Edup Hashem placed his testimony in Yosef, but say Mitzrayim when he led Egypt. Sifat lo yadati eshma, which is generally translated. The Gemara says that Sifat lo yadati, it's translated the language that I didn't know, I heard, I understood. That Yosef is saying this, that when he went, he didn't know Egyptian, but he learned Egyptian and can now rule over Egypt.
Oh.
That was the Edut, that's God testifying that I'm behind him. But the rest of it, the first person, like the Adati, here it's Harusiroti Mesevel Shechmo. I took his shoulder off, I took the burden off of his shoulder. The I there now is Hashem, first person Hashem.
Oh.
Apav Midu Tavorna. And I removed his hands from the bucket. I knew he wasn't working. But Sarak Karata, you called out in trouble of Achal Tzecha, and I saved you. Again, first person is God talking. And Chabasetere Em, I answered you in secret with I answered you in when you were hidden, you know, in the aloud. I tested you on the water at the words of Meriva, talking to about Moshe, Meriva, so. And so Rav Eisman says, you know, this whole parak that the first person is God talking. So he says that, you know, Sifat lo yadati eshma is also God talking.
Oh.
And the way to translate it, Sifat, it doesn't, is a smichut form. It's the language of, saying it's the language of, I don't know. I hear. When you call to me, saying, "I don't know how to pray," Hashem still listens. Hashem hears the language of Lo Yadati. Like he puts it, we seek to pray with Hashem, we don't have the words. Hashem reassures us that he will still hear. Hashem hears the language of Lo Yadati. And that's what
Lo
Tehillah is.
Yadati is we don't know.
Right. Hashem hears when we say Lo Yadati.
Yeah.
And that's what a tekiah is.
Huh.
Right? We all know the story, right? That this is Shai Adnan's version of the Baal Shem Tov and the kid with the flute.
Oh,
You've
yeah.
heard this. You've heard this story, right? Right. See, this is Shai Adnan is such a great writer. Kapriyachad Hayara villager used to daven on Yom Narayim Beveit Midrashosha Shel Baal Shem Tov. He used to go to the best for his tefillah. Hayolo Yeled he had a developmentally delayed child. Yot, who didn't even get the shape of the letters. Davar certainly couldn't pray, couldn't say anything holy. Shanasa Bar Mitzvah. So once this kid became Bar Mitzvah, Natlo Aviv Imo Al Yom Kippurim, his father brought him with him on Yom Kippur to the Shul of Baal Shem Tov, Kadesh L'Shomro, just to watch him, Shaloh Yachel B'Yom Tzom Kadosh, Machmor Chisron Yudias, so he shouldn't eat anything. Right? At least he could fast. The kid didn't understand anything. Ayol Yaled, this kid had a flute, a little flute, Shem Machalel Botamid, that he would play, oh, whenever Yosheb, he was watching the sheep, he'd do that. He took this flute with him on Yom Kippur, Yada. That's my father didn't know. Now we have. Yosheb Kol Yom Kippurim Beveit HaMidrash. And the kid just sat there with his father in the shul. Didn't daven. He didn't know anything was going on. It came time to daven ni'ilah, as he's holding on to his in his pocket, he's holding to his food in his pocket. In the middle of ni'ilah, the kid grabbed the flute, mitocha kis from his pocket, miyad aviv from his father's hand, and blew the flute loudly. And everyone in the shul gasped. This kid's playing, playing a flute in the middle of davening. Given to Shema Baal Shem Tov Dakol, and the Baal Shem Tov heard that, Kitzarim Mikvi Hergalo. He's finished davening quickly. Achar Tefillah Amar, after
Kitzar
davening,
mikap. What's that kapeh?
Mikapei Hergalo, from his usual habit. He
Oh,
shortened it from his usual
yeah.
habit of davening. She cut his davening short.
Mm-hmm.
And he said afterwards, "Hinotzeh, this child, with that flute that he blew, he brought all our tefillot up. Tshukato, Hillel, and because of this great desire, Hillel, b'amitutot, that he blew with all the faith that he had in this from the depths of his heart without any gaps. Because he blew that wholeheartedly. And he simply blew his flute. That was his tefillah for the sake of God. The hevel piv hanaki and this pure breath. And God accepted his pure breath. And God accepted all of our prayers because of this one flute blowing. That's the image of the Svatli Yadati Yeshma. That's the idea of the both the shofar and the chasasro. That's why we blow them in times of war. We blow them when we over our kavanot, when we're thanking Hashem, because we don't have the words. That's right. Sachs puts it. It finally comes the sound of shofar piercing a defense is a wordless cry in a religion of words. We say a lot, but sometimes we just don't have the words. Whether the shofar is our cry to God or God's cry to us, somehow the kiyush from Trua, the call, the sound of the wails, all the pathos of the divine human encounter, God asks us to take his gift, life itself, and make of it something holy, by so acting as to honor God and image on earth and his image on earth human. That's what the Tekiah is.
That's how the British spell defenses.
With, where are we here? Oh, with the C?
Oh.
You don't do it that way?
No.
No, you're right.
No.
Google doesn't like it. Yep, with an S. There's something else. Oh, skeptic with the C is also.
Oh yeah, that I
That
just this
wow.
week I came across that.
Yeah, I had
Yeah.
that talking about skepticism and truth. So that's the shofar. So the question then, why we need both, right? Both of them have the tekiah, the wordless cry, the expression that, we talk a lot, but sometimes we don't have the words, and that's why our tefillah are centered around the kiyah trua tekiah. But why have both? Why both of them? Why these two separate things, and why don't we blow the chatzotrot anymore? So I don't have a halakhic answer. You can look that up. This is Rav Kook's sort of philosophic approach. He said that with the galut, we lost an aspect of tefillah that was symbolized by the chatzotrot. There's something in the chatzotrot that we don't have anymore. And this is Rav Kook. I need not argue.
Besides the Beit HaMikdash, in other words.
Right, that's sort of a halakhic reason why we
Oh.
don't. But the kind of philosophically, there's something. That's why Rav Kook is being much more
Oh.
philosophical about it. That it symbolizes something, and we'll look at what it is. But the way he says it, so he's looking at this. This is right before Rosh Hashanah. We're all standing here, both in Eretz Yisrael and outside. The Shema Kol Shofar. We can listen to the shofar B'yom HaZikaron on Rosh Hashanah. That will come from the. The truth is, that we really desire to also lishmoa im shofar, that we want to hear with the shofar, kolon shel chotzotrot. We want to hear the trumpets also. Makatsim atarat sior hakadosh shel shofar ha'idiyali. That brings to mind, I'm going to translate. Makasim, you know what that word is?
Maxime, yeah,
But that's
terrific, wonderful.
enchanted. Yeah, that's it's Max, it's not Maxim, right? This is Rav Kook. He's not using English.
Oh, Kesem from
That's it.
Magic.
Yeah, that's it. Enchanted.
Oh,
Right. Adapi is not Maxim in modern Hebrew, because that's an English word.
it is.
For maximum.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's enchanting.
It could be. Okay.
I don't think it's maximum, Danny.
It could be.
I think it's this word.
Okay. Then it's even better. So Maka from Kesem, right?
Yeah.
But that we are enchanted by the image of the ideal shofar, Mufar be the road, and it's all his glory. Shapiv Mutufez Ahav, the mouthpiece coated in gold, Sheikh Chasachot means Sadim, with the trumpets there, right? We
It's
want to
like
have this.
Plato, right? It's like Plato,
The
the
ideal.
trumpet.
Okay, right. That's the ideal shofar. Shofar. That's the Midrash says that. That as well. But. But right now, in our extreme poverty, we are not worthy. Let me does at this to this level. To have it real, in actuality, we can imagine the ideal shofar. Like you're scowling.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I don't know, it's weak.
That what? He hasn't said
That
anything. He's
we're
not
different
worthy.
than we're not worthy now, but before the Galut we were worthy.
Right.
We
So
were
that so
better
it just
people, we were higher level.
well, he's saying that what we're missing now. Yeah, he's saying that's this is a summary of this article from Yaakov Ariel, who's where was he? He's a Rosh Yeshiva in I should remember. So he's talking about Rav Kook's article. Ariel is There we are. He's got a long beard. Here we go. He is in Ramat Gan. Should have Hester there.
Where is he?
Ramat
Ramat
Gan.
Rachel?
Ramat Gan. And he won the Israel Prize in Safrut in 2020. So he has an article about Rav Kook's article here. So I could quote the whole, write the whole thing. He says, Marav Kook ba mamara shofar b'chatzotro. We just quote it. We just that's the introduction. He talks about why. Amad al hebdel ben shnei kelim says the difference between these two instruments, a shofar b'chatzotro. What's the difference between shofar and a trumpet? Karen ayat hi kli tibi. That
Okay.
the shofar is natural. It's from an animal. Chatzotro hi kli malachuti. A trumpet is
Question.
manufactured.
Right.
Tosar, Kishron Noah, Technologi Shel Adam, the product of our human, of our technological talents. And in the Beit Midrash, we can use both. And it says that Tosar Adam B'Tselem Elokim, right? Human beings are created in the image of God. Atzelem Rukam B'Kama Kishronot, and that image of God has two multiple aspects, multiple talents. B'Hem Adam Minabayma, that makes us different from animals. Says the two sides of them, Kishon TV, the Shofli Ruchani. One is what he's calling natural, is the spiritual side. We seek God. Zemushihativit. That's built into us. Kineshaman, that's a quote from Kaneshama, rather. That's he called it. The shofar symbolizes our spirit, our desire to be close to God. That's the TV side. That's natural. That's
Okay.
not our creativeness. That's not our technology.
This is
Yitzbadaska.
not Rav Kook. This
No,
is
this is him summarizing Rav Kook.
okay.
Okay, just because Rav Kook is very poetic and it's very long and I'm not going to understand it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is simpler Hebrew for me. He says it out. Yesh b'dam gam kishon yitzirati malachuti. But we also have a creative side. If you read Rav Soloveitchik's Lonely Man of Faith, it talks about Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1 is part of creation, as the pinnacle of creation, creative. Adam 2 is the part that's striving toward God. That this side, technological, and this creative side of man, that we are creators as well, is part of our Tzelem Elokim. We are imitating God when we create, because God is a creator, and we are a little less than divine. And we need to use both of those to serve Hashem. But when the Beit Midrash was destroyed, the trumpets disappeared, or weakened. And we only have the shofar. Now, it's a netek ben shnei kochot shebadam. There was a gap, a chasm between these two powers of the human being, the two sides of the human being, the technological and the spiritual. Am Yisrael, omei b'tichat shana chadasha, and Yisrael at the beginning of a new year, v'choret and turns their ears to hear el kol shofar, morir kochot tivim hagaduzim me'amkei, that awakens our spiritual side, v'geis hatam l'shlot, and it calls us to rule over our technological side. We're going to be spiritual people, but that's not the idea.
Okay, this
You don't like it? I like this
no, I
image.
don't
This
like.
is
But why, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed,
as
what
the go
changed? Human
as Rav
nature
Kook says, it
didn't
wasn't the Beit
change.
HaMikdash, it was the Galut, that we're no longer. And what his Rav Kook's point actually was that we need to, that part of coming back to Eretz Yisrael is to bring the technological side of human beings
So
into
why
the
don't we
service
do
of
it
God.
now?
You should. And you should, you should say the startup nation should be part of the Avodat Hashem. That's.
Well, if it's not the Beit HaMikdash, if it's the Galut, we're not in Galut here.
That's true. So I think you should. From this point of view, from me about Cook, we could bring it back together. Okay? So as we said, Ate im chazar, tanu le'artzina, now that we return to our land,
Here we
Anot
go.
Binyan Beit HaShlishi, we're getting ready to build the third bayit. Am Yisrael Lachzor L'Kishronoa Technologi. He's saying that they should. We need to bring back, as a symbolic thing, bring back our
But
technological
Danny,
talent.
it speaks to you to say that the Galut had something to do with the split of our different aspects, the spiritual and the tech.
That, right, we lost that sort of the technological as a
What does that mean? We lost the technological aspect or
as
the
the and that the
creative?
view that the Beit HaMikdash serves as a symbol that we're using that to serve Hashem. You need to use that technological side to serve Hashem. I mean to bring it back.
All right.
Okay? And he's saying specifically that it is, whether halakhically you can use a chatzot. Ariel is saying, Alei alav laharot lo'olam kulo. Sheyesh lo tarbut technological mishalo, that the Jewish people need to show that we have the side, kishu yodeh latzel gavati midat lematarot arichiot. That you have to
That's
use
very
that for.
good. You're right. So why didn't they?
I don't know. Okay, I'm not in charge of this. He's saying that, at least from the way Rav Kook is putting it, he's saying that we should start doing this now. And whether you can actually use the Chatzotrot, at least symbolically, we need to use that. And yeah, we're using technology right now for serving Hashem. That's good. So we should bring, he is definitely saying we should be using our Chatzotrot. And I think you
Okay.
should go back and do that. I agree. That's what we're saying here. That we need to go, we need to be able to blow the Chatzotrot as well. That our tefillah should use Chatzotrot, not just shofarot. As Rav Kook concludes, there is this what he called natural Judaism and the industrial technological Judaism. Shofar, and the tivit comes with the shofar. Now yidit technit, we express serving Hashem with our with all of our technological brilliance, and that symbolized by the shofarot, which are manufactured.
I like the idea that what's different about a shofar and a trumpet? Yeah, I like
Okay,
that one is,
and they're saying exactly that we should. Hashiva em tziyachalar ularim keren b'lshnei chlekei al yadut halalu hadivit ha'tivit. Our desire is to bring them together. But in order to bring all these needs, both natural, which we're saying is sort of the spiritual side and technological together, with Torah mitzvah, and it's only going to be possible when we get to our complete our the perfection of our lives. I see manla, and the symbol of that will be is the Beit HaMikdash, being able to build the Beit HaMikdash again.
Yeah.
B'chol v'dor v'daro.
No, I really like the idea of Israel, Jewish brains using technological advancements. They should be somehow linked to Judaism
Yes, and that's what he's
and
saying. That's the
values.
Chassid Shrug, and he's saying that we that. That the Beit HaMikdash here is HaSiman HaZeh, and that's this we symbolize by building the Beit HaMikdash. We are not there, right? Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim are separate places. We haven't brought them together yet.
Great. Well, here we are using technology to learn
And I
Torah.
agree, we're getting there. And okay, I'm going to end with this Kamein V'Chein Ratzon. We should do this, okay? So that, and whether we actually use the Chatzotrot. Again, halakhically, can we use them? Are they clay kodesh? Are they? Do we need? We need it. But the idea there should certainly be there all the time that we need to be using all this technology in our avodat Hashem. Our tefillah should be technology centered as well as ruchni centered, and that's what the chatzotrot symbolize.
And our advances in our, device technology, blah, blah, should have connected to it our values, right? Our
Right.
Jewish values.
So I like the tagline. Let me see if you, I think it's yeshiva.com. Is that right? That's the place. That's what I'm thinking of.
smartphones should be used only for good things.
Yeah, I'll tell you, yeshiva.org.il. That's what I'm looking for. There we go. Yeshiva, where is it? It's not the one I'm thinking. There's a site that says it's that the tagline is "Bishvil Ze Yesh Internet,"
Oh,
and I just like that. That's what,
yeah.
right? And so that's why we have the internet, so we can do holy things with it.
Yeah.
That's what the chasidut symbolize, and Rabbi Ariel says that. Okay, Rav Kook says that we're not there yet, but we need to be striving toward that. So, wish you a good day. Have a good Shabbos.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
V'chein yiratzon.
Amen.
Okay.